The scripture we will use as the foundation for meditation is often misquoted out of context. It may be familiar to you. It's the passage where Jesus tells his disciples that when two or more gather together, God is there. We often use that passage to promote praying together, no matter the size of the gathering. But actually, the passage is dealing with how to approach and comfort someone caught in sin. It's a statement of how the church gathers together in the authority of Jesus in order to keep the church healthy. But have you ever been nervous about confronting someone else's wrongdoing by yourself? Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 18 is about the presence of God being particularly near when his people gather to meditate on repentance. Jesus is telling us of the importance of gathering, praying, and meditating as a group to bring healing to those in darkness. So start now by taking a moment to settle and to still your heart. Begin to center your thoughts now on gathering in the divine presence. These next 15 minutes are a retreat for you to be guided into the presence of the Shekinah glory of God. So just rest here now, healing in the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Continue in contemplation by responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 28. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, you are here with us. And may God richly bless the reading and hearing of his word. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. For Lord God, you are here with us. Help people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words. For Lord God, you are here with us. And baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For Lord God, yes indeed, you are here with us. Spend a few more moments now in silent meditation without words as the Holy Spirit guides you deeper into the presence of God here with you. As you become more aware of Emmanuel, God with you, begin to take note of how it feels to be alone in solitude. Just scan your body and your mind for any lingering emotions of isolation. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind others in your life that may feel isolated because of misdeeds or wrongdoing. For now, rest as the Holy Spirit centers your thoughts on ways to gather, pray, and meditate in order to discern the will of God. And now become even more aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit and the glory of God through your breathing. Just notice it now. The Greek word for breath is pneuma, and it's also used for the word spirit. So breathing in now the Spirit of God. Take three slow deep breaths from your belly as you center on His Spirit. With each breath, center on the presence of God filling you now. Your thoughts may drift as you breathe and as you center on God. That's only human and to be expected. Don't judge yourself for that, but rather return to the cycle of slow, deep breathing. Now, staying centered here on the presence of God, listen carefully to the first of three scripture readings. Don't study it too closely, but simply imagine this first reading as a personal letter for you from the Apostle Matthew. These are his notes from Jesus' teaching while in Capernaum, found in Matthew 18, verse 20, and will be in the New International Reader's Version. My dear friend, in the lineage of Christ and family of God, I know the days can be long and lonely, but remember that where two or three of you gather in my name, I am there with you. After that brief pause, what still remains of this passage in your mind? What revelation did the Spirit open to you? Well, listen once more. Where two or three people gather in my name, I am there with them. Consider for a moment, how much time do you spend alone in the world and how often are you with others? I realize that gathering in person isn't always possible, but for this next minute, reflect on ways that you can connect and pray with others as you seek healing for someone fighting in the dark alone. In this second, wider reading, know what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you as you listen to it now as a prayer from the Holman Translation, a hope-filled prayer of community with others. Dear Heavenly Father, in my times of loneliness and isolation, help me remember that when two of us on earth agree with any matter that we pray for, it will be done for us by you, our Father in heaven. For where two or three of us are gathered together in your name, you are there among us. So I claim and pray this in the glorious name of Christ, my Lord. Amen. What was stirred from within you? Who came to mind? What feelings rose to the surface of your mind? Well, for the next minute, meditate there. Allow this benediction from Matthew and the teachings of Christ to become your prayer, but in your words. So for this next minute, ask for the awareness of someone in need and how you can gather to pray for them. Listen now to the wider passage a third time. Listen to how you experience the passage. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of gathering together, and this time, within the New International Version. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Where did your mind settle as you listened to this passage? We'll take a moment now to reflect on gathering. While resting, with your eyes closed now in imaginative contemplation, I want you to picture yourself in the first century. What do you think it looked like then to gather? How did they hear this teaching of Jesus? They were gathering in homes, around a meal, maybe by a stream beneath a shade tree. Well, what does gathering look like for you now? Church, a home group, perhaps even online, using Zoom or FaceTime, or digital social sharing. We'll take a minute to contemplate new and creative ways you might gather to pray and meditate as a group to encounter God and discern His will. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Just whispered breaths of gathering to encounter God. In fact, let that be your meditation. Lord God, you are here with us. Let those be the words the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Gathering. As you explore ways to gather, I encourage you today to share this encounter meditation with a friend or a group. Not only share, but engage. Challenge each other with what the Lord spoke to you through this meditation. How might God use you to gather others and help others encounter the will and the way of God? Well, ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at first or last light, be mindful of ways and means to gather together, for it will be then and there you will encounter the will and guidance of God. But let me pray now this closing benediction over you, to remember that even when days seem long and lonely, find peace knowing that when and where two or three of you gather in God's name, He is there with you. So may the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with an ever-present God be what centers you now and always. Amen.